You're listening to In the Studio with Michael Card. This session is made possible by our friends with the Christian Standard Bible. Learn about this new translation and the many ways you can enjoy the CSB. Explore online when you visit csbible.com. And welcome in the studio with Michael Card. I'm Wayne Shepherd. And Michael, this will be what we call our long play session. You know what we mean by that, right?
Lots of music.
Lots of music.
Yes, sir.
That's right, yeah. Long play, of course, refers to the old records, long play records. And so we're going to play our way through the music of present reality here today on the broadcast. I say broadcast. We used to be a radio show. We're a podcast now, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to know that, aren't I?
Well, I mean, we still think in those terms.
Yeah,
that's
we
fine.
Do. We
that's
do.
Fine, Wayne.
I've been in radio so long, I can't think of any other way to refer to it as, Michael. So, okay, now, let me dig myself out of that hole by reading this announcement that we are nearing the end of production of our podcast in the studio with Michael Card. We've talked about this before. This does not mean that you will not be able to listen to this podcast for the near future, because it will still be archived. We just will not be producing new episodes after the end of October.
That's right. And we believe that season has come to an end, and that's a good thing. It's been a wonderful run. The really sad thing is we can't remember how many years we've been doing this.
No.
I mean, I think that's probably a good indication that it's time to stop.
You think? Well, I know it's a different season for you, and I know that you'll be continuing your weekly Bible study, though, and I'm sure similar assignments to that. And which leads me to say, we're so thankful for the sponsorship that we've had recently from the CSB Bible, the CSB translation of the Bible. They've been very instrumental in keeping this podcast going now for some time.
And I don't know about you, but Wayne, that's the Bible I use for my study now and when I teach.
Yep, I use it in my Bible study with the men every week too.
Yeah, it's it really is fresh. I think in NIV, and NIV is a wonderful translation. I think we sort of kind of grew up with NIV, but the wonderful thing about CSB is that there's just enough of a difference in the translation that you don't know what the next verse is going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, you should never think you know what the Bible is about to say.
Right. It's a living document. Let it surprise you sometimes, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, here's a listener who really enjoys the long play sessions we've had. And really, they're the catalyst for us doing it today, this present reality music we're going to hear. Blair wrote to us and said, "Have you ever done a present reality long play session? That collection has and continues to be so impactful in my life, and the songs are embedded in my soul. Truly, they are fruits and tools of the Spirit. Thanks for all of you." And it's signed Blair. So, Blair, we're going to satisfy you and I think a whole bunch of listeners today.
Yeah. Good idea. Good idea, Blair. We're going to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's begin. Let's hear some music from Michael Card, and let's set this first one up. Of course, this first song is Know You in the Now, which astute listeners will identify as the theme music for the podcast and program all these years.
Mm. Yeah, and this is the foundation, the idea that the record was based on, and that's what the present reality is, knowing Jesus in the now. Not as a historical figure long ago, but as a person who really inhabits the presence with me right now. And I think that's important to understand. He's always with, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. He's always with us.
Right. 1 Peter 1 verse 8 says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though not seen him now, you believe in him, and you rejoice with inexpressible and glorious joy." And I think that's the perfect lead-in to this song from Michael Card, the first of many we're going to hear now, Know You in the Now.
So many strain to see the one we talk so much about, but rarely ever live it out. Could you tell me why? Was it for this you came and died? A once a week observance when we coldly mouth your words. Lord, I long to see your presence in reality, but I don't know how. Let me know you in the now.
Starts us off on this long play journey here today. Music from Michael Card's Present Reality. And Michael, the next song, you're the only person I've ever heard refer to it as Maranatha, not Maranatha, but Maranatha.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, because that's the correct way to pronounce it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
it's Aramaic. Maranatha is that we call the particle of entry. Uh-huh. Hosanna, that's an exclamation point. Maranatha is the exclamation point, and it means, oh Lord, come, our Lord, come. And in the early church, they believed that you could actually hasten Jesus' return just by saying this word or by praying this word, speaking it.
Wow.
Yeah, cool idea.
Wish we had that sense of that reality today, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4, where it says, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, concerning those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For we say this to you by a word from the Lord, we who are still alive at the Lord's coming will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel's voice and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are still alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. And your music is going to encourage us with these same words here. Maranatha, Michael Card, from the long play Present Reality.
Maranatha is the cry of the heart that's hopeful yet weary of waiting. While it may be joyful with the burdens it bears, it's sick with anticipating. For the promise one day after day, and the promise that soon he'd return. It's certain that waiting's the most bitter lesson a believing heart has to learn. A call, and that will be all. Though it's not yet the hour, the minutes are ticking away. Maranatha is the the shout of the few who for so long in history been hiding, who truly believe that the sound of that call might actually hasten his coming. Eye has seen, and no ear has yet heard, and no mind has ever conceived the joy of the moment when he will appear to the wonder of all who believe. Maranatha, a commotion, a call, and that will be all. Though it's not yet the hour, the minutes are ticking away.
So now, little children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know this as well. Everyone who does what is right has been born of him. See what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children, and we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him as he is, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
Beautiful. CSB version of 1 John chapter 2. Michael, thank you for that, and thank you for Maranatha. What a beautiful song. We're tracking through present reality on this long play edition of Michael's Music. The next song is Could It Be?
Mm-hmm. Could It Be is based on the idea that, well, you see it in Jesus' teaching. He uses questions to say things. I forget, well, different commentaries have a different total, but it's 300 some odd questions he asks, and two or three of them he answers. So, and at first that seems kind of troublesome, but then you realize, no, he's saying things with questions.
Right.
And that's what this song is all about. Could it be that questions tell us more than answers ever do?
Yeah,
because
famous line.
A question forces you to engage. I think that's what Jesus' parables are all about. And that's something, he doesn't explain the parable. Same idea. If you don't engage, you're not going to get it. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's Jesus' way of saying, if you don't engage with this, you're not going to get it. He's not going to didactically tell you, this is what this means, and this is what that means, and this is point two, three, and four, write it down. It's going to be on the test later. That's not how Jesus teaches. He invites you to engage, and that's the only way you really learn anything.
Yeah. Well, I love the way you've captured it in this song. Could it be? Here's my card.
Flow of living as we wander through the years. We're told to listen to a voice we can't hear with our ears. They say to live by something that you can't see with your eyes. Is there really any purpose to this foolish exercise? Could it be you make your presence known so often by your absence? Could it be the questions tell us more than answers ever do? Could it be that you would really rather die than live without us? Could it be be the only answer that means anything is you. In our words and in our silence, in our pride and in our shame, to the genius and the scholar, to the foolish and insane, to the ones who care to seek you, and to the ones who never will, you are the only answer, even still. Could it be you make your presence known so often by your absence? Could it be the questions tell us more than answers ever do?
Such a thought-provoking song. Could it be from Present Reality? Mike, I'm sure listeners understand, because this is what's characterized your ministry through the years, that songs like this don't just pop up in your head. I mean, this comes from a deep study of God's Word, doesn't it?
Well, it comes from that, but then it also comes from being in community with people who, I mean, we've talked a lot about William Lane. William Lane was on this show before he went home. And a lot of it has to do with community. You talk about ideas like this together, and then people see things that you haven't seen, and then songs come from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the next song on this list from Present Reality is "That's What Faith Must Be." I remember back mm-hmm. in the day, this got a lot of radio play, Mike, mm-hmm. didn't it?
Yeah, and for me, this was a kid's song. I was trying to really simplify "This Is What Faith Is." I intended it to be a kid's song, but it was more than that.
Yeah, a lot of people yeah. can sing it for us right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Hebrews 11, Romans 8, great faith passages. You obviously had these in mind when you wrote this.
Yeah, and you know, they have that wonderful roll call in Hebrews 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen, for by this our ancestors were approved. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. And then you have this long, you know, Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Abraham again. Abraham comes up twice. Isaac, Jacob, Esau, Moses, Rahab. Then towards the end of the list in verse 32, "And what more can I say?" He's summing up. "Time is too short for me to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions," we know who that was,
mm-hmm.
"quenched the raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, gained strength and weakness, all by faith." And it's just such an encouraging I mean, Hebrews 11 is a passage that we go to again and again, but at the end of 11, just past 11, or the opening of 12, 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses," all the people he just named, "surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter." William Lane would say, "the champion of our faith. For the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So that's where that list ends with Jesus. It begins and ends with Jesus.
Yeah. Well, this song will take us to the midway point, but there's much more music ahead here. Long play edition of In the Studio with Michael Card from the Present Reality work that Michael did years ago. This song, "That's What Faith Must Be."
To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be. When the universe fell from his fingertips, he decided he wanted some fellowship. But the man and the woman would not submit, so he made a better way. When the moment was right, he sent his own son, and he opened the way so that everyone could have hope and believe that when time was done, he'd be able to make us one. To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be. Now I understand that there is a key. It's Jesus in me, a reality. That God is in Christ and that Christ's in me. That with faith I see what is unseen. To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be. That's what faith must be.
Thanks, Michael. We're going to wrap up this segment now as we come to the halfway point of this session. We hope you'll stop by the Michael Card Music Facebook page and interact with other listeners about what you are learning. There's much more teaching and insights like what you've heard when you check out Michael's books and music. His latest book is titled The Nazarene, and it goes along with the teaching we're hearing from Michael on the life of Jesus. Explore all that is waiting for you at michaelcard.com. Well, there's more music and conversation coming your way after this message in the studio with Michael Card.
I'm so glad the Holy Land Illustrated Bible is this month's featured resource. I spent a lot of time traveling throughout Israel, and I learn new things about the life situation of the Scriptures every time I go. This Bible edition reminds me of where I've been in Israel, and I hope it'll make the Scriptures come alive for you too.
Search for Holy Land Illustrated Bible at csbible.com and read more about this unique study tool. When you order, apply your 40% discount on the CSB purchase through Lifeway. Type CARD40 with caps, no spaces, in the promotion code for your 40% discount with Lifeway. The Holy Land Illustrated Bible is packed with hundreds of pictures, articles, maps, and illustrations that will bring the ancient world to life. Dig deep into the text as you discover the meaning and message of God's Word to you today.
I hope you take advantage of this beautiful and well-thought-out study edition of the Bible.
Search for Holy Land Illustrated Bible now at csbible.com. On this edition of In the Studio with Michael Card, we're doing what we call a long play version. This time we've chosen Michael's work, Present Reality. And Mike, since this is coming to near the end of our podcast productions, this will be the last time that we do one of these long plays.
So let's get it right, Wayne.
Okay. Finally get it right. Huh? Okay.
This is our last chance to finally get it right.
All right. You're laying down the gauntlet, the challenge. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay. Well, the next song in my list of Present Reality is Distressing Disguise. And let me set this up from Matthew 25. Here's what comes to mind when I think of this song. Jesus says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or without clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
Hmm. Yeah, their confusion is interesting to me. They had been doing it all along and didn't realize that they were really doing it to Jesus, in the sense that Jesus really stands in solidarity with the poor. And Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And it's that radical reversal. Jesus comes to us, the Son of God, but he empties himself. Though he, you know, had the riches of heaven, he lets all of that go. Mm-hmm. For our sake, he became poor. And Mother Teresa had this wonderful term. She talked about Jesus in his distressing disguise.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
That's where it comes from, yeah. And the idea being that people just missed it. They were looking for a Messiah that was going to come and kill the Romans and enter Jerusalem in glory. And lo and behold, he enters Jerusalem on a donkey with his feet dragging the ground, you know, in poverty, and is crucified. Nobody saw that coming.
Well, let's listen to the truth that you uncover in this song now from Michael Card.
He is in the pain, and he is in the need, and he is in the poor that we are told to feed. Though he was rich, for us he became poor. How could he give so much? What was it for? In his distressing disguise, he hopes that we'll realize that we rob our brothers by all that we own. And that's not the way he has shown. Every time a faithful servant serves a brother that's in need, what happens at that moment is a miracle indeed. As they look to one another, in an instant it is clear, only Jesus is visible, for they both disappeared. And he is in the hand that reaches out to give, and he is in the touch that causes us to live. So speak with your life now as well as your tongue, and shelter the homeless, take care of the young. For in his distressing disguise, he hopes that we'll realize that when we take care of the poorest of them, we've really done it to him.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it.
So Jesus is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the title of this next song we're going to hear from Michael. And I'm thinking of Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell richly among you. So keep those thoughts in mind as we listen to Michael sing The Word.
Thank you. soul preserves my life. Holy and hidden, forever new, the perfect sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word is wisdom, the Word is true, the Word takes all that's old and makes it new. When hearts are broken, it makes them whole. The one who paid the price, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word is wounded time and again. The Word is suffering still for those in sin. Come now, believing this Word is true. The cross speaks this advice. Trust me, Jesus Christ.
He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure that he purposed in Christ as a plan for the right time to bring everything together in Christ, both things in heaven and things on the earth in him.
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 says, "So now, little children, remain in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know this as well. Everyone who does what is right has been born of him." Michael, this song has lived this mystery. What is meant by mystery here?
Well, that's a wonderful word. Muster means it's seeing without your eyes. It's something that you see, but you don't use your eyes. And
I like that.
It's a wonderful definition of what a mystery really is. And you see it with your heart, you see it with your soul, but you don't necessarily see it with your eyes.
I'm glad to know that as we listen now to the song, which we've been singing for years, but now we know the meaning behind mysteries. Live This Mystery, Michael Card.
When I consider the secret of the one who dwells in me, that there is truly a presence in the heart that will believe. To listen to a silent call, the quiet hunger to give it all, as the river seeks to be forgotten in the sea. So my soul is so thirsty, it longs for thee. Like a moth around the flame, drawn to the light and to the pain. Since my life is hid in thee, I must live this mystery. In him we live, in him we move, in him all things are new. The mystery of life in Christ is Christ can live in you. I hear the silence, it's clamoring. There is only Christ, He is everything. In the language of the soul, it's burning like a coal. There's a voice that is saying, you can be whole. A life where all is new, of timeless moments waits for you. With a heart alone you see that you must live this mystery.
Still thinking what you said, introducing that song, Live This Mystery. Thanks for that, Mike. That really is very, very helpful. As we live a mystery, there's sort of a sense of striving there, and yet we're supposed to approach things in stillness and simplicity, as this next song says, right?
Yeah, it's a difficult calling, isn't it? The mystery, you see things, but not with your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and in obedience to that that call, you basically are still. You wait for God to act and for God to speak, and it's something that I think only the Spirit enables us to do. People write books about it and lecture about it, but it is a mystery. It really is a mystery.
Yeah. Well, let's consider the words of Paul then in Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts and be thankful. There's some stillness and simplicity in that, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a simplicity to thankfulness, I think. You just sort of acknowledge, you know, that God is God and you're not Him. Mm. You know, there is a God and you're not Him.
Right.
And you live your life in thankfulness for all He's done.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to the song from Present Reality, In Stillness and Simplicity.
In stillness and simplicity, in the silence of the heart I see the mystery of eternity. In stillness and simplicity, in stillness and simplicity, I hear the Spirit's silent plea that you, O Lord, are close to stillness and simplicity. You're the word who must be heard by those who listen quietly. Is the reason we're not still to hear you speak, because we don't believe you will. In stillness and simplicity, I lose myself in finding Thee. O Lord, You mean so much to me. In stillness and simplicity, so seek the One who dwells in you. The kingdom that's within is true. That innermost reality, in stillness and simplicity.
The piano is such a nice touch there too, Mike. In stillness and simplicity from Present Reality. Well, there's one more song in your work, Present Reality, that we're going to share. It's called Flesh of His Flesh, and of course it reflects the upper room experience Jesus and His disciples. Let me read from Matthew 26, and I know you have a passage in 1 Corinthians to read. Yeah, Matthew 26, verse 26 says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, take and eat it, this is my body. Then He took a cup, And after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Mm. And then some years later, you know, after the church, and Paul in particular, had processed that sort of incredible mystery of the Lord's Supper, this is what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11:23. "For I receive from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper and said, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So the significance of that meal, that Passover meal that found its fulfillment in Jesus, who was the Passover lamb, whose flesh was the bread and whose blood was the wine.
Mm-hmm.
The symbols and the mystery of it all come together in that meal.
And Paul says in Romans that though we are many, we are one body in Christ.
Mm.
From Present Reality, this is our final song from Michael Card, "Flesh of His Flesh."
We are flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. The Spirit has brought us together as one. Though we may be separate, we're one perfect whole. For we are His body and He is our soul. We are the blessed receivers of His inexhaustible love. And so it is out of believers the body of Christ is made up. We are flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. The Spirit has brought us together as one. Though we may be separate, we're one perfect whole. For we are His body and He is our soul. Forever we'll have one another because we belong to the Lord. And so we belong to each other, and that is our greatest reward. We are flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. His Spirit has brought us together as one. Though we may be separate, we're one perfect whole. For we are His body and He is our soul. For we are His body and He is our soul.
If this time together has been used by the Lord to prompt some new thinking about the Bible or the Christian life, please take a moment and pass along your comments to us. Email your reactions when you write inthestudio@michaelcard.com. We look forward to reading your email, inthestudio@michaelcard.com. And stay current with Michael's ministry and interact with other listeners when you check out the Michael Card Music Facebook page. We're excited about the partnership with our sponsors at the Christian Standard Bible. Visit csbible.com. The Bible is the foundation of all we do in this podcast, and we're happy to point you to the many ways you can read and study with this fresh translation in your hands. Explore all that's available for you and use the 40% discount on CSB purchases at Lifeway. Use the promotion code CARD40. Just type CARD40 with no spaces for your 40% discount. Choose a copy that fits your needs online at csbible.com. Now for Ron Davis, Susan Sermon, Lance Mansfield, and our producer Joe Carlson, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for sitting in on this session in the studio with Michael Carr.
Maranatha, how many more moments must this waiting last? ocean a call, and that will be all. Though it's not yet the hour, the minutes are ticking away.